Bill Tenninger has been a hog farmer in Iowa for 50 years. He's been through droughts, market crashes, and even other viral outbreaks. But he says this pandemic is even worse.
We've experienced everything, and I got to tell you, I have never seen anything like this in all the years that I've operated.
Tenninger is also on the National Pork Board. U.S. pork processing facilities have slowed due to COVID-19 outbreaks in the workforce. So he's been struggling with what to do with 2,500 excess pigs with no end in sight.
You know, if we don't get more of them moved, the next group of pigs moves up and that number is going to start increasing.
Tenninger says cramming them into pens isn't good for their health, and not being able to sell them is taking a heavy toll on his farm.
Basically, I'm using up my retirement plan to continue to operate.
Many farmers like Tenninger are under an extreme amount of stress these days. David Brown is a behavioral health specialist with Iowa State University Extension. He expects to see more farmers struggle.
We may see more concerns related to alcohol abuse, concerns related to depression, some forms of trauma if they are euthanizing livestock, things like that. We're also concerned about a potential spike in suicides.
The financial toll across the nation has already been devastating. There's been a significant increase in family farms going bankrupt. In the Midwest, more than 300 family farms filed for bankruptcy in the 12-month period that ended in March. That was a 42% jump. Mental health advocates say this financial stress can quickly trickle down.
And then those financial concerns will always lead to, relationship issues, issues within the family, concerns about how they're going to continue to be able to keep on farming.
Tammy Jacobs is the coordinator of the Iowa Concern Hotline, which helps farmers with financial, legal, and mental health concerns. Jacobs says Iowa Concern is creating a new state-funded program to help farmers deal with the effects of COVID-19. When farmers call in for financial help, they'll be steered toward mental health counseling. But some farmers also may be facing traumatic experiences from having to do things like euthanize healthy animals.
They're going to be reflecting back on all of the things they're going through, and some of them are definitely going to have PTSD.
That's Ted Matthews. He's the director of Minnesota Rural Mental Health. He says it can be hard for them to seek help. That's because so many feel their outcome and even their identity is tied to working hard.
I found that in working with farmers, you have to look at them differently than other occupations, because to them, it's not an occupation, it's a way of life.
Matthews says many farmers need to learn to cope with the things they don't have control over. Jewel farmer Kevin Dietzel says it took him a while to seek help for his depression, which started when he opened his dairy farm a few years ago. He struggled working long hours all alone while making no profit.
That's when depression started to really kick in a really hard way, and then I started to have days where I almost couldn't get up and function.
Dietzel understands why many farmers might not seek help, even now.
There's still a lot of people that would not admit to, having a problem or wouldn't want to deal with it in that way.
Dietzel continues to get help today. He says it's one of the ways he's able to cope with the pandemic. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.